Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom Nabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Lamites. The Gemara in the end of Amudalev brings that there was this mean in the house of Revohu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a Kohen because it says Veikhul Li Trumo. When he buried Moshe Rabbeinu B'mai Tovil, how did he go to the mikvah? Maybe he used water? Water is much less than the measurement, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he told him he went into fire. It says, Kine Hashem be'esh yovoi. And he says, Adrabba, the going to fire is the best. Kochol asher lo yovo be'esh, tavir b'mayim. If you can't go into fire, you go into water, but fire is better. Now all the Mefarshim over here, starting already from the Rishonim, the Ramah, and so brings here the Maharal, the Maharsho, and many others, they all say that this is not wasn't a true answer to the min, because the question doesn't really begin. Meaning, really, there's no tumah that could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem touching the mace because there's no tumah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similar to what it says, Ein di return mekablim tumah, said the Gemara in Brachos, because it says, and that's what it means that he was befired, as the Maharal explains. The fire that you have over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered to be fire, so you may have, there's no tumor that's shach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chasam Sofer adds here another knitch, because the Chasam Sofer says that the tzaddikim really are not metame. Even in their lifetime, they're not metame. Basically, we saw this in Tosis and Bava Metzia, that some even hold that there's no tumor at all by tzaddikim, even for a kohen today. So that's the question doesn't really begin. And as the Chasam Sofer, even more so, Moshe Rabbeinu, who got to the highest level of Taharo, and as the Gemara beginning of Yuma tells us that he completely was cleansed from anything, he was Kodesh Vitar, there's no Tumah at all. So he says, you know what's Pshat in the Gemara, says the Chasam Sofer? The Pshat in the Gemara is the Tzaddik itself. The question, I mean, the mean maybe is referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for us, what we learn from this is talking about the Tzaddik itself. The Tzaddik himself, how does he elevate himself to such a high level? How does he get to a level that he's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me he did it with water. What is water? Water is anava. Tzaddikim have anava. Moshe Rabbeinu is anav mikol adam. And maybe that's the way they connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. Meaning, klab HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as anava. The biggest anav is not an anav klab HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they say, no, the second way is with fire. With fire that tzaddikim are able to get to that level. What's that fire? The fire, says the Chasam Sofer, is the azuz shebegdusho. Meaning when a person goes and dedicates his life for Torah, dedicates his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's able to ignore everything around him, ignore his family, ignore the people around him, and just do what he thinks is right, klab HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That azuz, that's how you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara is really asking, how does Moshe Rabbeinu zoyche to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara, it's with the fire. The fire is what brings him that closest to Hashem. Beautiful word of the Chasam Sofer. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.